shout hallelujah every day.
1 Peter chapter 2 and verses 9. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into the wonderful light. Hallelujah. Child of God, today is Sunday. From Hallelujah Every Day, it's good morning to you and all yours. I'm your friend and host, Pastor Leke Toba. Child of God, when God formed you, he formed you with a purpose and a destiny assignment. He didn't beg for you to live. He didn't beg for you to make it in life. He didn't beg for things to cooperate with you. He put a breath of his purpose in you. His word says, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Hallelujah. Child of God, all things required for destiny was deposited and a preset of alignment predestined into you, that at every stage in life, you be and do what God has prepared before the foundation of the earth for you to achieve. Hear this. Jesus said he came to do the will of the Father. For this purpose was the Son of Man made manifest, that he may destroy the works of the devil. Child of God, he knew and understood his purpose. Do you know and understand your purpose? Are you aligning with your divine purpose? Are you ready for your divine purpose? Are you running from your divine purpose? In the book of Ephesians chapter 2 verses 10, Bible says, for we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Hallelujah. Child of God, outside of divine purpose, we are nothing. I repeat, outside of divine purpose, we are nothing. Jesus had a purpose. Salvation had a purpose. Every divine instruction has a purpose. Every purpose has a drive when you connect. Our purpose in life is the very meaning of our existence. In the book of Acts chapter 13 and verses 36, Bible says, now when David had served God's purpose in his own generation, he fell asleep. He was buried with his ancestors and his body decayed. He fulfilled his divine purpose. Hear this. If you refuse to serve God, that means you are of the devil. Exodus 9 and verses 16 says, but I have raised you up for this very purpose, that I may show you my power and that my name might be proclaimed in all the earth. Pharaoh mistakenly thought that he was in the control. However, God put him in the place of being an Egyptian leader for his divine purpose. God has a purpose for everyone, including those who resist him. Ultimately, God will get the glory no matter the person, because God is the giver of purpose in every life, whether they live for him or they refuse to live for him. Your purpose in life is to glorify God. Your purpose in life is to praise and worship God. Your purpose in life is to grow in character. Your purpose in life is to tell others about Jesus Christ's love. Your purpose in life is to develop and use your gifts. Your purpose to humanity must not fail. Today, remind yourself it isn't by mistake that you are here. There is a purpose. Always be a blessing to people. Add value to them. Now, child of God, it's time for me to pray with you. You will not be a spectator in destiny fulfillment. You will fulfill God's plan for your life in the name of Jesus. You will not be cut down by evil in the name of Jesus. Powers that summon glories to the grave will not see you. Wicked personalities that cage destinies over your life, they will be openly disgraced in the mighty name of Jesus. Whoever that's born of a woman preparing you for evil manifestation, let them become spiritual dustbins in the name of Jesus. Peddlers of evil and rumors about you, let them receive an angelic slap in the name of Jesus. Anyone putting spiritual padlock over your life and purpose fulfillment, let the chains from Almighty God chain them forever in Jesus' name. I cover all prayer requests that were sent in concerning health, recovery, marriage, fulfillment, financial, business, restoration, deliverance, and divine intervention. I cover them all with the blood of Jesus. And I put a seal in the name of the Father, name of the Son, name of the Holy Spirit upon them in Jesus' name. Child of God, on the 9th of March, which is coming Tuesday, Hallelujah Everyday Victory Hour will be live on Zoom. Yes, live on Zoom and of course Facebook Live also. It's going to be a 1 hour prayer meeting. I repeat, just 1 hour prayer meeting. God willing, 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. West African time. I trust the Holy Spirit to meet all requests that day in Jesus' name. Please do connect and invite families and friends also. The Zoom ID remains the usual meeting ID, which is 444-649-0351. I repeat, 444-649-0351. And the password is 12345. I repeat, the password is 12345. Get ready for God's speed in this month of March in Jesus' name. We can't round up the podcast without celebrating those having birthdays and those with wedding anniversaries on this special day. God bless all celebrants and do great and exceeding things for you. Things of joy, peace, coast, enlightenment, in the mighty name of Jesus, receive them all in Jesus' name. Child of God, thanks for supporting us to keep the podcast going across the world every day for evangelism purpose. I'm grateful and God bless you in Jesus' name. Thanks for listening. Please do keep sharing the podcast. Remember, it's all about the gospel of Jesus and touching lives for a positive impact and change. We never take your time for granted. We sincerely value your feedback. Have a wonderful day. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, amen.
Connect Hallelujah Every Day with Pastor Leke Toba on WhatsApp and WeChat or call +234-8067-01-3664 or +234-80-2331-9436. Follow, like, and subscribe on Facebook, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, and lots more. Have a great day, and remember, God's miracles await you every day in Jesus' name.